What's going on, everybody? Mr. Tizai, Dylan here with episode 12 of the Nerdable Podcast. Glad to be presenting you with it today. And time to bring in some of our lovely contestants. I mean, participants. Let's put it that way, shall we? So we got this scrub lord.
Hello.
And his wife.
Hello.
What's your name? What's your number?
I'm Aaron.
Yeah? I've never heard of you. Who is this man?
12. I am Mr. Nerdable.
Yeah, you are Mr. Nerdable. Nice to meet you, Aaron Nerdable. Dude, be a sick last name. Can we just get that off the bat? Just like how Tizai would be a sick last name.
I mean... Everyone would just call me Tizzy.
Yeah, I'd get people calling me Mr. Tizzy every single time I, like I'd show up in court or something like that, and they'd be like, Mr. Tizzy, and I'd be, like, killing myself. Anyways. Alright. Let me grab the next...
Hold on, wait, before you drag someone in, I just need to warn you that Andy's currently... He's looking for his topic, and if he picks what we think he's going to pick, today's podcast is going to be fantastic.
Alright, well, I'm excited then. Alright, next up...
Get her.
We got this guy.
We were talking about the podcast ideas. I just pulled straight in.
And Aaron was giving me a little. Little preview.
Oh yeah, no, we're having a good time. Hello, everyone.
Hello. So, what's your name? What's your number?
My name is Gage. Second time on the podcast here.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice hopefully time. Delivering good stuff. Yeah. Thanks. Exactly. Thanks for having me.
All right, so things are going to get real interesting here now that I'm going to drop in Mr. Andy Niblo. How's it going, friend?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm not quite sure what's about to be happening, but that's fine. I embrace my fate. I embrace my destiny with open arms.
We're about to blow Melanie's mind.
Yeah. Okay. We made a new revelation while you guys were gone. She's disappeared.
What?
She's gone.
She's no longer with us.
Really? She wasn't deceased or just disappeared.
Just
off
gone.
R.I.P. Well, Melanie.
It could be anything. It could be anything. Absolutely anything.
Oh, I was hoping to get her as a guest.
Who?
April. We know that she was active until June 22nd, 2016.
Right.
Radio silence.
And her last Twitter had 4 responses. So I wonder if any of these respondees...
Okay.
Goes now.
Yeah, we...
This is going a bit mad.
Welcome to Andy's topic.
This is turning into stalking a bit, so I'm going to just stop.
Is she on Facebook?
You know what? I did try and look.
There's a weird line between stalking and research.
Okay. Yeah, totally. So, considering
this is research, we don't know. We're concerned for her welfare.
This is journalism.
We're concerned for her
welfare. Okay.
Okay, so for the sake of sort of disclosure and not to confuse everyone,
for
the sake of Dylan and everyone listening, Andy didn't realize that we didn't have. That you need to bring your own topic, or you're advised to bring a topic to talk about. So rather than maybe, you know, going on to nerdable.com and looking for a particular news topic or something that you'd like to talk about, he went to Google and typed good podcast topics or something, and it came up with a list of 200 podcast ideas by Melanie, I want to say Melanie C, but that's Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Melody Kramer.
Right.
Melody Kramer.
Oh. So from there, that's where it all, you know.
Well, actually, and Melanie's to be fair, gone. By Melody Kramer and Christine Erickson.
Ooh.
And Christine Erickson.
Murder.
Just to throw that into the mix.
It's gotta be murder.
Oh,
Christine
I
did
wonder
it.
If Christine Erickson has been posting anything on Twitter recently.
We have to know now.
We have to know. No, we don't. God. We don't have to know.
This
doesn't
is the
matter.
Mystery of
anyway.
A generation.
Was it really a good idea to open the podcast up to new people?
Absolutely.
I mean, think about how well it went before anyway, so, like, I don't see the difference, if we're being honest.
Yeah, well, Well, hopefully we'll be updated on, is it Melody and Susan?
Oh my god, how did you get that?
Christine.
I'm not paying.
Christine, that's it. Okay.
All right, well, yeah. While we're waiting for Andy to get down to the center of the chewy caramel center of this elaborate mystery, does anyone else have anything we'd like to be talking about today? Who else has a topic? Aaron. You know, Haley.
You always throw me under the bus first.
Haley, you've been gone for a while. How's it been going?
You're gonna steal.
I'm good. I'm not on morphine anymore, so I'm like.
I was gonna say, how's it been being like dead, but like not really. So
it's been good. I've been high as fuck. I'm gonna be honest.
There are worse things to be.
Exactly. But we're .com now. That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is a thing.
We're like everywhere.
We are.
Nerdable cold case crew everywhere.
Cold case crew?
No, it's not a whole bunch of effort trying to explain just what we are, and that's great.
Well, for you, maybe. It was fine for us.
Yeah, well, it's super, like, every single time I've ever handed somebody a card, they're like, UK. And I'm like, yeah, it's like the found, and I gotta explain, like, the founder lives over there, but, like, I'm a cool guy, but I'm here. And they're like,
is this before or after you've had to explain how to pronounce the name?
You know, that has to happen too. Normally what I just do is the threes or E's. And they're like, I've had somebody straight up walk to me and say, like, with complete honesty, like, enthrootable or something like that. And I'm like, what the? And I'm like,
yeah, I just get dumbfounded looks.
Yeah, how's that going?
And I'm like, oh, it's notable. The threes are E's. When I made it, I didn't think it would actually be what it is today. It was just a passing idea.
It's also like, holy shit. You know?
Yeah.
It has pros and cons.
Yeah.
Just like the Nintendo Switch, it's got a pro controller and two Joy Cons.
Thanks, Dylan.
Does anyone have a cricket sound on tap?
That's like my favorite joke. I've seen like three people make that joke on Twitter. But it's so good. It's got pros and it's got cons.
Solid content.
Fucking hell.
Does nobody like it? I'm so excited.
Have we found Melanie yet?
So... The last time that Melody Kramer was, as we know, was June 22nd. However, following into researching into Christine, I found that she actually is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Ah, that's close to me.
And is an intersectional feminist, knitting and D&D enthusiast. So I can only assume that D&D meant... that she is a fan of Do Not Disturbing. So, really, I think that I'm still trying to lock down what really is at the essence of this case. But it's leading me down a kind of interesting road, but I know that it involves the band Semisonic and their hit D&D off of the album... Feeling Strangely Fine.
When I asked the question, I didn't think I was going to get these answers.
So I think there's something there.
So
I don't think anyone in the audience is ever going to get.
I have no words. Genuinely.
You're the guy I turn to when I don't know what to say. How can you...
I mean... Okay, so let's. I would say let's talk about the Nintendo Switch, but there's like one person in this podcast that has it.
I
have one.
Half of us own a Switch.
And okay.
Both of us are the Americans, so I was drawing a very clear distinction between the price differences across the board.
To be fair, no, that is quite true.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think that's kind of interesting, yeah. Because, like, it's how much for you guys?
Too much.
Too much.
And it's fine now.
In general.
Well, I mean, is it GameSeek doing it for the price they used to do it? So it's $279
for like the most
And like when you convert that to US, that's like more than $2.99. Like a lot more. Oh hell yeah, that's more. What the fuck? I don't even need to do math to know that's like a lot more.
That's $340 here. Yeah.
Wow.
$340. So we're paying what, an extra $40?
An extra yeah, like an extra $40.
Oh, Brexit.
What is it that much for a new console? It could be like 100 more. It could be like some fucking PS3 level shit, but it's not bad.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, no, $599 United States dollars. It'll never ever happen again. Yeah, when the PS3 launched, that's how much it was originally priced at.
So it had a Blu-ray player.
One of the Xbox 360 went further.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, like that's why. That's honestly the single reason why the Xbox immediately sold over the PS3, and then the inverse happened with this generation, was because the Xbox One launched at $499 and the PS3 PS4 launched at $399.
Well, there was a lot of other backlash. There was with the original Xbox One player.
Yeah, the
as
Xbox
well.
One originally was also doing its like digital only thing, and it was doing a bunch of other like dumb shit, but then like that's what sealed it, you know, was the end of that E3 demonstration. I remember I was watching with friends and we're like, PlayStation's pretty much won this already, and then they're like, if they announce a $399 price, it's over, and then they're like, and the price is $399, and we're like, fucking hell, it's over,
right? Yeah, I was at both of those conferences, the Xbox conference and the PlayStation conference that day, and then being at the Xbox conference and leaving that, and then being at PlayStation and leaving that, the vibes out of both were very different, and you could tell from there which was going to be the console to own right away. It was the game, the generation had been won at that day.
Yeah, yeah, like it's really interesting how that happens.
When the Xbox One and all of that rubbish was going on, like how much of it would have actually made a difference if they was that still exists, like the DRM nonsense and the always on internet thing. Would it?
Yeah. I don't think it would be dead. I think we're you know, quickly approaching a digital only kind of, you know, space here. I mean, we're going to see physical games for a long, long time, but digital only is one third of EA's purchases last year were digital titles. So that's a huge jump from the year previous, where it was only less than 10%. I don't know that it would have been dead. It would have just been a harder, you know, their sales numbers probably would have been pretty.
Here's the reason why I'm saying it would have been dead is because just that amount of controversy, like very few people would have been, like wanted to hop on board. And when you get down to it, for the casual market, it's not about which console's better. It's about which console your friends have. So it's like, I don't think if like three Jimbos don't get the Xbox One and instead get the PS4, then their buddy is going to get a PS4 too, just because that's what they have. So it causes a spiral effect.
Because I've got no friends.
Yeah, and the people with no friends aren't going to... Yeah, I guess they'd be fine with the digital only. So the Xbox would be the loner console. And then, but then the loner console doesn't even have Weeb games. For a loner console, you have to have Weeb games at least. Everyone who's the people without friends are going to be playing visual novels in like Sakura Swim Club and shit.
But you weren't
and
buying
Xbox doesn't even have that.
Yeah, I mean, the PS4 is just a better console anyway. It's just a better console. It's just superior.
I mean, come on.
A little bit, yeah. Just a little bit.
No. Like, PlayStation Pro, it is.
PlayStation 4
and
Pro
it's got
is
better.
Fuck off.
Yeah, but it's good. But it may be a waste of money.
It wouldn't be good for me. Console. I don't have a 4K TV because I'm not balling.
Balling.
That's true. Valid point.
Whereas Project Scorpio or the Xbox, whatever the fuck it's going to be at the end of the year, that's going to benefit both 4K and 1080p owners. Yeah. So take that, PlayStation 4 Pro.
What?
He's just upset because his friends are. He's just upset because his friends are on Xbox and he's tied to it.
Yeah, that's
I have
right.
a PlayStation 4 as well, and I much rather play Xbox. So.
And your friends aren't on that one.
Yeah, they are. Wait. To be honest, no.
yeah, exactly.
I have friends on it.
That's the entire reason I got a 360 when I started getting into like online gaming and stuff like that. Was just, you know, nobody was on Xbox. I mean, nobody was on PS3 because the PS3 was fucking expensive for high school kids. So, yeah.
Wouldn't have even been in college at the time.
I think we'd have been much older than that.
You guys are old.
We're not that old.
We're fucking old.
No, we're not.
Like, you're pushing 30.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, I am 30.
Exactly.
Ooh. Well,
you two are old as well.
Shoutouts to when the PS2 came out.
You had a PlayStation 2, didn't you? That was when I didn't have a console. I was slowly getting into PC gaming.
Every time I went over Aaron's house, I used to walk over with my PS2. So in the end, I just left it there because it was a bit...
The PS2 that didn't have a memory card.
Yeah.
So every time I tried to play GTA Vice City, I had to replay the intro all over again.
I was not balling at 15.
The memory cards aren't even expensive.
They are when you're 15.
True, and you don't have a job.
Yeah.
School. The thing is, things like that, you'd rather save up for a game than a memory card, but then you'd never be able to save that game.
You can't play without the memory card! I hate these guys. What the fuck? My first purchase for the Switch was a 128GB micro SD card.
My first purchase now would be a memory card, but when I was 15, it was like
$2. It's parents as well, though, because they buy the console and the game, and then you're like, "Well, I need a memory card," and then because it's Christmas or something,
you have to wait,
and then by the time that's gone, you've forgotten about it. So there you go, you're back at school. Don't matter. Just leave your console on 24/7.
Just leave your console, your boyfriend.
I remember I would play this one's like one of the Super Mario RPGs on the SNES, and it didn't actually have a save function in it because the game did, but our cartridge was fucked and it wouldn't save. So I left that SNES running all summer, and I beat the game.
That's commitment.
Yeah, no, like I because I'd be playing it on and off during the weekends during school, but I'd have to shut it off, you know. So instead, I was just like, fuck it, what if I just never shut my SNES? Like, school ended, and I was like, alright, I'm gonna keep it on until I beat the game. And I beat the game, like, you know, maybe a month and a half into the summer, like mid-July.
Reminds me of the time I used to try and defrag my PC while I was out, and my mum had turned the plug off.
Oh, no.
She was obsessed with making sure plugs was turned off, and I'd go out, like, school for the morning or something, I'd be defragging the PC because it was slow and shit, and I'd come back and it'd be off, and I'd be like, the fuck.
That's why you like take a sticky note and you stick it to the monitor and you say, don't touch.
She would not listen.
She wouldn't have listened.
That was brutal.
You eating all my food and using all my power. Oh my god, Aaron.
Fuck off.
Not the plane.
Damn.
Anyway.
That's also the same PC that the backlight on the screen broke, and you had to literally put your nose up to it and shine a light on it at the same time.
The backlight of the crappy LCD I had went, and like the screen still worked, but I had to like shine a lamp at a certain angle on it just so I could see what was on the screen. And when you're 15 and you're obsessed with MSN Messenger, and that's the only way that you can contact all of your friends, it was a very, very dark time. Just thinking,
literally.
At the time as well, we were moving house, so I didn't have a desk. So I was on the floor.
Oh, you looked, I walked into your bedroom once.
I'm like
crazy.
Sitting there cross-legged with this lamp up against the screen with my face pressed against it like fucking Igor. Oh God, tough times.
Yeah.
MSN Messenger.
That's what I walked away with that
classic,
too.
Man. Classic.
I used AOL.
Messenger was
classic. You got your US. That was like AOL was a US messenger.
Yeah. Well, I had an MSN messenger too, but I didn't know anyone that used it. So AIM was the thing for me.
Everyone here was on
AIM. Yeah, everyone here was on AIM. I remember we have a post in the site somewhere of the day that MSN messenger died.
Did you guys mourn for it?
It was a very sad day.
Did you pour out a 40?
No.
RIP.
It was a fantastic post, though. I remember when they added the custom emoticons, now called emojis, but emoticons back then, and everyone just used to make their own. It was fantastic. I remember those websites dedicated to these emoticons that people had made, and there were some really, really good ones.
I just remember when you could draw on there.
Did you make an emoticon of you dabbing?
No, because dabbing wasn't a thing.
That was just sneezes.
This was like just a sneeze. Yeah. That was just a polite way to sneeze. Right. But no, now Donkey Kong's dabbing.
Yeah, no. That headline made me so happy. That was so funny. I thought it would have. I was in a call with some buddies, and I was like, you guys know what DK stands for, right? And they're like, what? And I'm like, Dab King!
Oh, God.
So good. So, just fucking... I think, like, every game you can find, like, a frame where something like that's happening.
Mario 8 Deluxe presents new battle modes in Donkey Kong Dabbing.
Yeah, it's a good headline. Makes me sad I didn't write it.
Reason to own a Switch.
Yeah.
Has anybody played Mario Odyssey yet? Or had a look at that? Or, like, what's even going on with that?
That's so, not out till holiday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's not out till the holiday season. There are a few people who've played it, but that's, like, super Illuminati status, you know?
Right.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because that's the thing, me neither.
In the big day.
What, you haven't played Mario 64?
No. I live in cities, need plumbers too, Aaron.
Mario 64 is amazing. He's not played Mario 64.
Oh my god, Aaron. You
I never had a Nintendo 64. I was a Sega guy. I went to PlayStation.
Oh, you were Sega. And then I went to PlayStation. I get your evolution. You gotta,
I Sega Saturn.
Yeah, but I was Sega and went to Nintendo 64.
I feel bad,
64.
Actually, now. I feel sad now, now that I know you owned a Saturn, so... I didn't get to that point.
I went from that to PlayStation 1.
Here's what you gotta do. Here's what you gotta do, okay? You gotta...
So you didn't play Ocarina?
No, I've never played a Zelda game.
See, I knew this, and I knew it was gonna come to this. And here's what I'm gonna say. You need to download a Nintendo 64 emulator, and you need to, like, sit down one day and, like, stream Mario 64 and then, like, play that game, because it's honestly just such a fluid game. Like, it's still, like, kind of unmatched in a way.
I disagree. I don't think Mario 64 is that good of a game.
Stream.
It's not that great of a... It's not that great of, like, a game as far as, like, aging-wise, but it still has just such solid fundamentals.
Emulators are illegal.
Emulators are illegal. Oh man, then
promoting illegal activity.
And then
disclaimer.
Then get a Wii U and go to the virtual console and legally obtain Super Mario 64.
What you need to do is you need to go and purchase a physical copy of the game that you want, and then you can emulate it because you own it. That's the way I see it.
What was the origin of your name again? Can you give me a refresher real quick?
What? No! Shut up! How do you remember? nothing. Just me, Vong.
But what I was gonna say was, like, I still know people who, especially, like, the speedrunners for Super Mario 64, who still just really appreciate the game because, like, its movement system's, like, just super good. But I can understand, like, not thinking it's, like, the greatest game ever. I don't think it's actually, like, one of the greatest games of all time, but I think it's, as far as 3D platforming goes, it's, like, kind of one of the definitives, and I don't know how they managed to stumble upon that with the first 3D game, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they actually ended up making Mario 64, because they must have had so many missteps. How do they take, like, you know, basically Super Mario World and translate that to Mario 64? Because they're so entirely different enough concepts. It's really fascinating to think of. Like, I'm really, interested. Yeah, I've always been super interested in, like, how the translation from 2D to 3D went. Because with different franchises, you can analyze how they went to take the core concept and adapt it. Like, Zelda, it's pretty obvious. Mario, like, Sonic, like, RIP. Just in general, it was a really interesting time for the gaming industry. And that's why it's worth playing those games.
Hey, I think you're fine not playing those games. You can just skip them.
Nah. Well, what other Mario game are you gonna play then? You're gonna play, like,
if you want to play a 3D Mario game, you can. If you have a Wii U, you can play Super Mario 3D World, which is a fantastic game.
It is a fantastic game, but it's not in the same kind of game as Mario 64. The only games like Mario 64 are 64 and Sunshine, 3D World, Galaxy, and stuff like that are more akin to the original. Are more akin to the original Mario games, and that, like, you're going from start to finish. Meanwhile, 64, you had, like, objectives and missions. So it's, like, an entirely different game, IMO.
But what about Mario Dream Team Bros?
That's an RPG.
Yeah. You're just talking about good Mario games?
Yeah. We're talking about
That's one right there.
Super Mario Wombat. Did you play Dream Team, Aaron?
Yeah, I reviewed it.
I haven't played Nintendo games. He's played Dream Team.
Dream Team's great.
Dream Team wrong, is Dream good, Team. But like, that's random as hell.
Anything on the 3DS.
Yeah, all of the 3DS Mario games, when I know all of them.
Yeah. Play 3D Land. Have you played 3D Land?
No.
Oh my fucking god.
Look, the most Nintendo thing I've played is Pokemon.
I mean, Pokemon's great.
This is everything.
Yeah, Pokemon's not bad. This I can understand that. You should set aside some time and like play Ocarina, because it's like Ocarina is not the greatest game of all time at all, but it's a solid fundamental. It's like a core Zelda experience. So it's like if somebody wants to know what Zelda is, like that's the game to play.
No, it's not. Not Ocarina. If you want to know what Zelda is.
I would say so, because it follows the generic structure as plainly as you can. That's like, I've heard somebody review who hadn't played Ocarina, but they played Wind Waker and Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword, and they went back and then played Ocarina, and they said, oh, I get it now, because Nintendo's literally just been following the blueprint set by Ocarina for like 8 years and doing the exact same thing over and over. You know, this is basically their money printing blueprint. Also, Andy's
found Christine.
Andy's found Christine.
I thought, you know, that turned out to be a dead end. But like, what was really interesting listening to you talk there was about the transition between like 2D platformers into the 3D sphere. I'm wondering if like, you know, Mario 64 wasn't a bit of a test, like coming out in 96 for 98, because the translation from 2D to 3D for Zelda, like, it seems pretty straightforward compared to what, like, you know, because it had missions already and it had that kind of quest structure, but Mario didn't. Do you think maybe they just copied that for Mario because it was a tried formula, like you say? It's like they print money with that formula. They just test that on Mario because they don't know what to do with it, really, in the 3D world.
Some of the beta builds of Ocarina of Time had a lot of reused assets from Super Mario 64, like the exact same sign texture and other things like that. So I believe they were kind of developing them in tandem and showing ideas across, and therefore Ocarina is a more sort of refined 3D game due to the fact that it had two extra years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Majora's, of course, had two more years past that. And Majora's Mask is fantastic as well, and in my opinion... Like,
yeah, that was great, Majora's Mask.
And in my opinion, it's an even better Zelda game, but it's not as, you know, it doesn't follow the formula as well, so it's not as good for a newcomer. But that's how I would define the Zelda games, you know?
Okay, like, hold the phone a second. I've just received an email, and Krispy Kreme are doing Power Rangers-themed donuts. I am literally shit in the bed right now. they have lightning bolts on the top of them. This is amazing.
So I'm going to go to Krispy Kreme after we're done here today.
Wait, I don't know when they're going to come. Hold on.
Oh,
and wow. I wish we had that here.
It's a dozen! I'm going to have to buy a dozen Krispy Kreme. Consists of 12 cream-filled donuts dipped in chocolate ice and sprinkled with silver glitter and topped in with the iconic lightning bolts representing the different colour Power Rangers featured in the film. Oh my god! Are they only available online? Are you kidding me?
How do you want to
order Krispy? You have to order Krispy Kremes online.
This man doesn't leave his house.
Can you get it's collecting store only. Oh my god, that looks amazing. I'm going to write about this tomorrow.
This man does not leave his house. You got to understand this.
You have to order them into the store.
Oh.
But look at that.
I don't know that I want to be doing special ordering donuts.
It's like Donut Argos. You exactly. Order it into the store and go and collect it.
Oh god, that would be amazing. Well, even if I just want everything to come to my house, I don't want to leave.
Because then you'd have an excuse to go outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to go leave outside. The house. I don't want to interact with people.
God bless Amazon, am I right?
No, that's
yeah.
Good.
What?
Amazon for us isn't good.
That's because you don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine not having Amazon
Prime.
Not as
good. Like, you have same day delivery.
I've literally ordered something like at 3 a.m. before I went to bed, and then later that day, like at 3 p.m., I'll have a package at the door.
That blows.
Because the delivery people are being whipped by the man.
Yeah, I also live literally just like down the hill from the Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Well, then that's just lazy because you're going to fulfill it yourself.
Exactly.
Like, you can come pick this up instead.
Yeah, it's just over the hill in Kent, which isn't very far. I know people who work at the Fulfillment Center.
That's why.
You're still talking about donuts.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just talking. I'm just going donut right now.
Going
donuts.
Do new for donuts.
What's in them though?
Magic.
Oh, it's just
donut stuff.
Power
donuts. That I need these. I know someone will buy them. Josh will buy them. He can review them. Oh my god, let's do a review. Sorry, I'm just going off on
donuts. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like it. I like it.
Anyway, where were we?
Yeah, who else got a topic?
Well, we started with talking about the Switch and didn't really talk about it at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be a good time to tie back to that, especially with how
that we don't have one.
Yes, but especially the interesting question today was whether it's worth getting the Switch. And even though I don't have one, my answer was, do you like Zelda? And this particular person was like, well, I've never played it before, but I really want to play this one. And I was like, it's not worth it, because you're just buying it for Zelda at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I was saying to one of my buddies, Cole, asked me, like, 2 days ago, he was like, hey, Dylan, I really want to play Breath of the Wild, but should I buy a Switch? And I'm like, Cole, don't you own a Wii U? He's like, I think so. Somewhere. And I'm like, go to your attic and, like, find your Wii U, dust that relic off, and buy Breath of the Wild on the eShop. Because, like, just play it that way, honestly. As somebody who put, like, over 30 hours in both versions, the difference isn't really worth it if, like, you already have a Wii U. And he's like, can I play it just on the gamepad? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you just, you know, it's the Wii U. It's not a mobile console, so you gotta be near the console to play. And he's like, that's fine. And now he's been playing Breath of the Wild. He's like, Dylan, this game is amazing! And I'm like, okay. I told you.
Did your friend have ADHD?
I mean, kind of, but
your impression of this person is
ridiculous. He actually always spoke like that. Yeah. Oh, I got a sandwich.
But yeah, so that's what I'd say. Is if like somebody owns a Wii U, then just get it that way. Fucking Walmart. The emulation for it is going to take a long ass time, but it is actually getting there, which is pretty impressive. But yeah, no, the Switch, honestly, like, this is the way I'd put it, is that, like, if you're somebody who knows you'll like Nintendo games, like, if you know you'll like Splatoon 2, and if you know you'll like, Mario Odyssey and stuff like that, then the Switch is already 100% worth it, but it's also worth it, too, if you're, if you just like the, like, general concept, and, if you're a big fan of indie games, because the two things I've heard right now, of course, is that Nintendo is really gonna be wanting to support it with first-party titles, such as, you know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Splatoon, Mario, Zelda, of course, already. But, they're also really appealing to the indie market, and one of the things that they said was, you know, if it's on Steam, we don't see a reason why it shouldn't be on the Switch. And based off of what some of the indie devs are saying already, is that, like, they were like, we're being treated like royalty, like, it's super easy to develop for, and they're basically jerking us off, and it's great.
Well, when you're an indie developer and you're sitting there making your game, and Nintendo contacts you, you're like, absolutely, Nintendo, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I want my game on your publication, on your platform.
Yeah, exactly. So, especially because a lot of indie devs now, getting your game on Steam doesn't really mean anything, because there's like 3 billion games on Steam now. It's such an open market that there's so much on there. It's so cluttered. It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think I saw something. It was like 50% of the games on Steam last year were added that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because there's no certification process. You just kind of get it on there and you just go.
Sort of like expiration like feature. Whereas if your game isn't played or downloaded within like 6 months,
then Battleborn wouldn't be on Steam.
Oh.
Hey, there's like 12 people online.
But yeah,
then that's fine.
Yeah, so that's one of the big, those are the two big markets that I see that you should be getting a Switch. And the other market, honestly, is just hopefully if the third party support keeps going, then it'll just be like a great platform in general for people. Like everyone keeps ragging on it because, you know, it's not the strongest device, and that's totally fair, but it's important to forget that like a lot of people don't care about that. Like my brothers are visiting lately, like every Wednesday, because it's like a wrestling gig thing up in the area, and they both came up with their Switches and they're messing around, and like the frame rate for Zelda is kind of going down, but they don't even care, and they're just still playing because they're like they're so amazed that they're like playing Zelda on this handheld, and like they've been playing since they were little kids. And that there's like such a big market for that, and Nintendo knows that, so they're capitalizing on it. But if like you're somebody who hasn't already had that vested interest in Nintendo, it's not worth it right now. That's like the best way of putting it.
I would also say wait.
That 205 people are playing Battleborn right now.
You could probably, I don't know. I've seen comparisons between that and like some shitty indie game, and it's like 2,000 people playing. It's all part of Valve's master plan. The gems in the rough will overpower the other companies and make them go bankrupt. And not necessarily, though, because even then, like, AAA games are getting, like, overflooded on Steam. Like, you click on the front page of Steam, you see nothing but, like, some visual novels and shit. Because it's, like,
yeah, it's not recommendations, though, Dylan.
No, it's not the recommendations. Special offers. There's Slime Rancher, Weekend Deal, Slitherine. I haven't heard of any of this shit. Trending Among Friends. Why is Homefront the Revolution there?
Because there's an update recently.
God. Wasn't that game trash, though?
There's a pretty big reason why it was trash, to be fair, it was trash,
but they've kind of done a... I'm trying to think what the game... Like a No Man's Sky, where they're trying to make it better with updates, and apparently it has got better, but... You know, who am
popular
I to judge?
Popular new releases. I scroll down, Atelier Fearis, The Alchemist and the Mystery.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, see, that's what I'm saying. There's weeb shit.
People love that stuff.
It's popular.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's like, it seems flooded. I'm looking at like the featured and recommended, and I don't recognize any of these games. Yet those indie devs are probably really happy to see it there.
Yeah, but then if you go on early access, see if you can count how many survival fucking games there are.
Yeah.
Though, if you are picking up an early access game, go for Northgard, because that's really good.
Wombat, have you used the Switch? Because it really doesn't actually run like ass when you're actually playing it. It runs perfectly fine. Like, as somebody who's been putting a lot of hours into it, especially playing Zelda, it's like, there's far less stutters than there were on the Wii U. It's actually running better.
It does drop frames pretty consistently.
It does drop frames.
When you're docked, though.
Yeah, it's weird. It runs worse when it's docked, which I find interesting, but... Especially,
it's upscaling.
Yeah, it's upscaling. Yeah,
I think the console's cool. I think it's a cool piece of hardware. I would wait on it though, because again, there's no games out worth having for it other than, you know, if you want Zelda. But I mean, it's half baked. There's not that many features worth having on it.
Yeah, that's because it's like the most straight video game console that there's been. You know, like there's been that trend to make video game consoles like entertainment systems ever since the PS2 had a DVD player. You know, it's like your console's got to be able to play movies and do Netflix and all this stuff, and the Switch doesn't do any of that shit.
Yet.
Because it's not ready. This is a beta piece of hardware.
Yeah, exactly. But
they're not bothered. I mean, it just seems that Nintendo just aren't bothered about that. They're financially awesome company. They don't need to, like, compete with, like, ModCons. They can just kind of do what they want.
Yeah.
They're kind of, like, run by...
There's honestly not a reason for Nintendo to compete with Microsoft or Sony. They should just be doing their own
thing. Yeah, they're not doing that. They're doing the thing. They're just doing what they do. And, like, nobody's, like if you're a proper gamer, you're going to have a PS4 or an Xbox anyway as well. It's like they're not in competition with them, you know, in a way.
They don't want to replace your PS4. They want you to have a Switch.
Exactly, exactly.
Whether you have something else in addition, like if you're, like, a hashtag real gamer, then you'd have an Xbox One, PS4, PC. But, you know, there's people who aren't real gamers as well who will also get a Switch just because, you know, they can play their Mario Kart with their friends. Honestly, just I've already had that experience too. I was telling Gage about this, but I was waiting for my class the other day on campus, and I was sitting in my car because it was raining, right? And I'm playing Zelda on the Switch, just have it sitting on my lap, and I'm just holding the Joy-Cons, and I'm just playing. And I'm just playing it, and then I Snapchatted it, right? And then one of my buddies saw it, and he runs over to my car, and he starts knocking on the window. And I let him in, and he's like, oh my god, because he hasn't seen the thing, right? So I'm showing it. Then I'm like, dude, you want to play Bomberman? And then I just hand him one of the Joy-Cons, and we start playing Bomberman right there in my car. And it was super fun, it was lit, and we were like just laughing and fucking around for like a half hour. And like, that's the kind of thing you couldn't have gotten on any other device. Like, you could say, you could bring Bomberman on like your Game Boys and stuff like that, but you both gotta have your Game Boy, you both gotta have your DS or whatever, you know, you don't just bring two of those with you. But, like, that's...
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
It's definitely a cool console. But you don't need it right now.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, that's the kind of thing that super appeals to, like, the mass market. And Wombat, I think you're definitely wrong about that. Nintendo is...
Get out.
The exact opposite. They're completely different from those other companies. Like, they're... It's to the point where it's kind of... That's the problem, is that they're not doing anything that Microsoft or Sony is doing. They're not being ruined by trying to copy them. That's not a problem at all. It's very unrelated.
So, Andy, what's your topic for today?
My topic is...
Aren't you going to be making food and talking about it? Is that the
This is the thing. If you are struggling with any ideas for a particular podcast... you can ask Melody. You could record yourself making dinner. You could pull out a tape recorder on your commute and profile one person every day. Oh yeah, and you could call that the block. You could call the interviewing everybody every day commute. You could go on a scavenger hunt.
Wouldn't that be annoying though? Just some knobhead on your train, like, oh, can I interview you for my podcast?
No, it'd just be like hundreds of no's.
It's like 8:30 in the morning. I'm trying to get to work. Leave me alone.
another couple things.
So today I actually got like set an article. Am I all right to talk about that? Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
Or can I not talk about it until it's been published? Because it was actually just so amazing to see like this thing, this piece of equipment. Have you heard of it? It's called the Deck Mix. The Hasbro, one second. Because
I've heard of it.
It was just it's basically this deck by Hasbro and the company that made Rock Band. It's an announcement. And this thing, it's basically this plastic unit with 5 slots on it that you put cards on. And you download this app on your phone, and the app corresponds to the unit. And you basically, it comes with 60 cards, and on each card is a bass line or like the guitar line for a certain song by like Ed Sheeran or like, you know, Bruno Mars or whatever. And what you do is you're supposed to put them on and it'll play like the track through the phone. But it costs like $100. And it's like, it comes with 60 cards, and then it comes with a $15 supplementary card. So it's kind of like a trading card game as well. So it's, I guess. My problem is that I just don't get it, and I don't get why it's here now. It feels like it could have been out like maybe like 15 years ago. Yeah. I don't like why it's here now. And it's like...
It's harmonic though, isn't it? They're clinging on to their music roots. It's like we tried with Rock Band 4, but nobody wanted to play with plastic instruments anymore.
Because look, right, I have played the new Rock Band. I played it at Christmas with my nephews, and it's a lot of fun. I've been playing rock, like Guitar Hero since it came out, pretty much. Not like, and it's come on leaps and bounds. Like all the video content, the film content within it, how that's all sung to the song, how that like does with performance. It's genuinely a lot of fun. And with the new, they've got this new kind of platform that's almost like MTV or something, and it just generates random. Yeah, exactly. Guitar Hero Live, that's the one, and that's a lot of fun as well. And it just feels like, why would anybody want to buy a pack of cards, right, that has on this card as just the line of something that you put it on this plastic unit that will only work with this one plastic unit through this one app in actual physical reality? Like, why could that just not be an app on a phone? like EJ. It feels like a really shit beginning.
Just put QR codes on them and scan them on an app on your phone. Ba-doom, there it is. Like,
right, but then why even have a card with that? How is that fun?
True, you could make it like a card game.
Maybe. I just don't get it. It just feels like landfill. It feels like something that was built to waste resources.
You said Harmonix is making this?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Dubmash, that's that thing.
And apparently it's going to revolution.
Oh, is it Dubmash?
And the kids aren't even on that anymore.
It is called Drop Mix.
That looks like it takes up far too much space.
Oh my god, I haven't actually seen it. Oh, okay, so it docks the phone in the plastic.
Yeah, but I don't even know whether it does dock the phone, because phones, in my experience, dock from the bottom, and that's on its side, so it's just a little, like, plastic trench that you sit it in.
So you open up the app, play the cards.
So does it even have... Like, I'd understand if it had some speakers on it. It doesn't even have any speakers on it.
Well, that's the phone's job, right?
True. Yeah, but I mean, for $100, you can get like Bluetooth speakers for like twenty quid, like no money. It's like it just feels like
a mixing game.
What is it?
Players create one of a kind mixes by playing cards featuring hit songs from award winning artists.
Yeah, but you could just shuffle your iTunes.
No, the idea is that the point is, I think, is that you can take the bass line from an Ed Sheeran song and the lead guitar from a Bruno Mars song and something by Little Mix, vocals, I guess, if you really wanted to go deaf, and mash it into one.
Yeah, but that would sound wank.
Right, okay, but why would anybody want to do that? Who would want to do that? Like, I could understand if you say, like, right, you could take
on my computer with Audacity. Like,
exactly.
There's over 300 drop mix cards.
Collect them all.
Just how many trees? How many trees?
Okay. So you've got Afro Jack.
Oh, you've got Fallout Boy. That's all right.
Cake.
There's one.
Do they have Samurai Jack?
It's got Gambino.
Yo, Aaron, did you watch that Samurai Jack episode?
No.
Oh my god, dude.
I need to catch up on Samurai Jack.
How were you? What do you mean catch up?
What do you mean catch up? I want to rewatch it all before I watch the new season.
Yeah, I guess. It's a kids show. There's barely continuity.
So?
Yeah, I guess, but... Shrugs. Intensely shrugs. Shrugs my entire fucking body.
IDK.
Anyway.
Drop mix is weird.
So when did you get a hold of this thing, then? Andy, or have you just been, like, writing about the concept of it?
I've been writing about the announcement. And I just, it's not even out yet, and it's already pointless. Because, like, that's the thing, but it's coming out, and it seems like there's no way to stop it, right? Like, you can't, like, write in and just go, like
it's an ancient evil that you need to prevent.
Andy, one thing at a time. We gotta find melody, and then we stop the drop mix, and then move on.
I just feel like, you know, Ed Sheeran, Little Mix, you know, these kind of bands, it just feels like record labels getting together with the rock band mates and saying, look, we're just going to push some of this more like just our music down people's throats. If you could get like decks that were like, you know, I don't know, like Mix King Good Crimson music? With like LL Cool J or something like that, King Crimson. It might be a little bit more interesting, you know, or just anything, like just anything to mix it up, but it's just the same stuff and doesn't do anything. It's just like completely stupid. And you can't write to them and say like a bot. It just feels like they'll just sit on shelves pointlessly because they're stupid.
Well, Rock Band 4 did the same thing.
Yep.
Well, Madcap says Guitar Hero Live.
Yeah, both of them. The small minority wanted these games back, and when they came out, no one cared.
It's funny. One of my buddies, I was at his house like a couple weeks back, and I was just chilling in his room, and then I was like went to hop off his bed, and there was a cardboard box on the floor, and I stepped on it. I'm like, "What is this?" I pick it up. It's a Guitar Hero Live controller. And I'm like, "Josh, why?" And he is like, "I don't know. I thought it'd be fun." It wasn't. It wasn't.
Friends.
Dylan's like mad name dropping.
That's two friends so far.
Three.
Ah, three.
Yeah, you got the kid with ADHD, the guy that just gets into his car, and then the guy that plays Guitar Hero.
Right, I forgot about the Bomberman kid.
Yeah, those are actually three different friends, Cole.
Hearing the Bomberman story and the ADHD story, they could have been the same kid, however.
No, those aren't the same kid.
Same qualities.
We think it's Seattle kids. Too much. Yeah. They're not the same person.
Might as well be.
Or Sick Burn on Friends.
Ooh. Shout outs to the TV show. Yo, shout outs to that Telltale idea. That was so funny.
Don't let people steal our ideas.
I'm not saying much more about it. You guys will see when the post go lives.
Yeah. Well, now you're hyping it up.
So, one thing I wanted to just kind of put out there is can I borrow £150 so I can buy a book?
A book?
Something he genuinely asked me this week.
Yeah. I asked Haley this week if I could borrow, well, I say borrow, we share money because we're responsible adults. Whether I could use
married.
Yeah, I'm that. whether I could use £150 to pledge to a Indiegogo campaign to buy a book.
And I told him to fuck off.
But any of you guys remember the old fighting fantasy books?
What book?
Do you remember the Ian Livingstone fighting fantasy books?
No.
Nobody does, Aaron, because they're in your library.
Fucking damn it. You know the choose your adventure books?
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
Oh, well, you're like 12, so you won't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm close.
It's like a
you mean the Baron of Parkhead?
He created like the choose your own adventure books where you just pen and paper and no pencil and paper and dice and you read the story and then you can choose to go to like page 3 or page
32. Yeah. I do remember those. I do remember those.
The games collector has got a campaign where they're re-releasing one of his like most famous books and I want $150
fucking
because it's not just a remake of the book, it has flip up pages and pop up books.
I could make you the same thing.
Pages. Okay.
Warlock of the Firetop Mountain.
I'm releasing a book and it's pop up podcast ideas.
And it doesn't cost $150.
It's almost, there's 24 days left and it's 53% complete, Haley. I'm going to be missing out. Oh, wait, no, £45 gets me the one that isn't pop up. Can I have £45?
Whatever.
I didn't
see
that.
But then it's not going to pop up. What's the point?
Yeah, I know. They've added that recently, I reckon, because I was looking through all of these. They've added that recently.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's Ian Livingstone. He is god of Choose Your Own Adventure.
He's got a very shiny head.
He's old, bless him. I was going to the library when I was like 12 to get his books.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he also a co-founder of Games Workshop?
Mind blown.
Fighting fantasy. So what I'm trying to do here, but my internet is not loading. I'm trying to click on the Kickstarter, what I think is the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, he was. Ian Livingstone founder.
Holy shit, he is. Yeah. Ian Livingstone and Steve Jackson.
You know what? 150 quid's not too bad, you know. I mean, in the scheme of things.
Don't fucking egg him on.
just throwing that in there, you know. over the course of a year, that's not so much.
This is RPG before, like, Skyrim. Like, you were going and raiding dungeons by reading, not actually doing it in a video game. Like, this is classic.
When was
gaming.
The last time you read a book? Disturbed.
Yeah, Do Not Disturb Us, exactly. Well, this is along the same lines as Do Not Disturb Us as well.
When was the last time you read a book?
Oh god, that was a long time ago.
He's a bad reader. Like, you're the
worst. My man writes every single day, and he's like, when did I read a book?
I'm just trying to think when I actually read a book cover to cover.
We should do a nerdable book reading episode.
The thing is, I can't read out loud.
Yo, are we going to make a book club?
Yeah. You know, that'd be no, we're
like,
going to make
a book everybody reading?
No?
We're going to make a book club?
No, Adam Sandler movie club?
No, we're making a book club, Aaron, because we read.
I don't read. The last thing I attempted to read was Ready Player One. I think I got to maybe like chapter 3.
No, the last thing I tried to read was Chuck Palahniuk, his release of short stories.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote Fight Club. I can never pronounce his last name. Palahniuk?
Chuck
Palahniuk?
Palahniuk.
Let's phonetically sound it out, guys.
Palahniuk. I need to try and spell it now. That's going to be fun.
We lost Andy.
Yeah, Andy's out.
Wait. Palahniuk. Palahniuk.
Palahniuk.
Let's see how...
It's Palahniuk.
No, I want... Why doesn't Wikipedia have the thing to tell you how to pronounce it? How to pronounce... There we go. It's actually on his website.
I'm going to have a website, how to pronounce Haley.
It's...
Have a website, how to pronounce Palahniuk.
It's Palahniuk.
Palahniuk.
Yeah, it's literally...
It's two words.
It's Chuck Palahniuk.
That's... It's broken the illusion for me.
Damn.
There's no mystery there anymore.
Oh, wait. Wait a second. I was going to say, I think it's getting close to time to wrap up, but we haven't found Melody yet, and now we don't even have Andy anymore.
Oh, the lead investigator's gone.
This has gone kind of...
This investigation's gone wrong. We heard sirens outside of his house 10 minutes ago. Now he's gone. He's dead.
Is having quote-unquote technical issues.
Oh, no.
But it's like the ghost of Melody.
Who was the other lady? Christina?
Christina wouldn't want
to
be a...
Carrie? Oh,
it's Christine. I think it's
Christine. Is it Christine? Oh, wait, that makes sense to his last thing as well.
I found out his roommate is...
Hold on a minute, are we offline?
Like a really...
So Christina's found me. No! Hold up, we have to... Oh, okay, never mind. Alright. She's cut his internet connection. Well, this has gone very wrong very fast. Pour a 40 out for Andy, he's done. He's gone.
Edward 40 hands.
She's talking about D&D. Oh no.
Do not disturb. All right. Well, I think with that, I think I'm gonna close it out. I'm gonna hop to the other room so I can play the outro music. It's good chatting with all you chaps.
Do we have any final thoughts?
Yeah. Do we?
I mean, I didn't. We never went over my topic.
What was that? Oh shit!
Wasn't. But if we were at an hour, we can save
dropped
it.
Dropped the fucking ball there, didn't we?
Totally skipped over me.
Well,
no, come on, just.
I thought you really quick. Well, you were like bringing back up the Switch, so I thought that's like what you had to talk about. What is it?
I brought a few things. I thought we could talk about the Scorpio, what they might think that is. I also had controversial gaming opinions. But again, all those are going to take a while. And if you guys want to end in an hour, we don't need to get into it.
I mean, they could be good for next time.
Right.
Yeah.
And share with Andy.
Yeah. Yeah.
share with Andy. Yeah. If you bring in like three, what you got to do is you got to correspond with this man beforehand.
I make a whole big list for these things. I'm prepared.
Ooh.
God bless.
We bought Krispy Kreme donuts.
I have an empty glass of drink, so.
I'm not sure why you even mentioned that. If I'm to be honest.
Weird.
For me?
Yes.
Do you know what's weird? The Americans don't use kettles.
We don't need kettles. We have coffee makers.
Hey, there's water heaters. No. They either have coffee makers
or... Thanks, everyone, for your time.
A Keurig.
They microwave water.